Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And our very first guest of this evening is a Massachusetts State Auditor, Suzanne Bump. She's been a guest, I believe, on this show previously. Hello, Auditor. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm delighted to be with you this evening.
Thank you very much for joining us. And I guess, you know, you've been doing some tremendous work in your office, you and your staff, and the latest news is regarding a report that came out recently in regards to what's going on with the Department of Transitional Aid, use of EBT cards, maybe some folks who are no longer with us who are still getting benefits. Give us the details of the report and what you've been hearing from folks since that's been released.
Well, thanks so much for the opportunity to talk to your listeners and help them understand what we do in the auditing process and what we found at DTA. So our role in state government is to go into an agency, look at a program where there is a possibility of things going awry, money not being well spent or people not being well served. And so when we go into an agency, we look at the policies and the procedures that they are supposed to follow to serve their constituency. And also we look at the kinds of controls that they have in place to guard against fraud, waste, and abuse. And so we audit agencies in a kind of rotation. For DTA, we decided that when we undertook our audit, we would look at the process that they used to make decisions about eligibility for benefits, and then also the controls that they had in place to ensure that EBT cards were not being subject to fraud, waste, or abuse. So at the conclusion of our audit, after we took all of their systems and tested their systems and ran the data that they provided to us through various different kinds of screens to make sure that it had integrity and the like, we reached the conclusions that, first of all, they weren't making all of the use that they could of the Social Security systems database. They were at intake when people were applying. They were taking people at their word as to what their Social Security number was rather than running it through a verifying process, that they weren't frequently doing a check of Social Security numbers against the Social Security Administration's death master file, that they didn't have proper controls in place over the physical security of EBT cards so that they weren't all in a safe, accounted for. They couldn't account for 30,000 cards, and in some offices they were practically out in the open, but they certainly were accessible by staff, whether they had authorization to have access to them or not, and also to other people, visitors to the office. And then we also found that they weren't making all of the use that they could have with their own databases and their own technology tools to identify potential patterns of abuse of the EBT cards, so that you could look at folks who were selling their benefits and merchants who might be involved in those kinds of schemes, people who were who the transaction data suggested were abusing the cards. So those are the larger findings that we had. And it was all about not using all the tools that they had available to them to prevent and detect fraud.
I have to ask is, when did the auditor's office actually start looking at DTA, and how instrumental has it been? We know that there's a new interim commissioner, right. Stacey Monahan. What has she contacted your office, or have her people contacted your office to kind of get a better handle on what they should be looking at and working on?
Oh, sure. We started this office, this audit over a year ago, and the audit period that we looked at ran from July 1st of 2010 through the end of 2012. So that was a 30-month period that we spent looking at the transactions that they had made, the procedures that they had put in place and like. And you know that there's been a lot of controversy over DTA over the course of the past 6 months or so, or actually I guess even longer. You know, they had to, USDA, which provides the which runs the food stamp program, asked the state to give back millions of dollars because they hadn't been following proper procedures in issuing food stamps. There was a controversy over the fact that they did a voter registration information mailing, and tens of thousands of them came back because they couldn't find the people who claimed to to be receiving benefits and living at a particular address. The inspector general had a critical report, and so when there were lots of problems that had been identified at DTA, as soon as Stacey Monahan came on board at the beginning of the year, she called us because she knew we were doing this audit, and she invited us in and asked us, even though our audit wasn't officially concluded, to share some recommendations that we had. We shared observations of what we found, and we made some recommendations. And she included them in what I think is a very aggressive plan to put the agency on better footing, to make better use of all of the technologies and tools that they have to fight fraud. And so I think that she's put a terrific emphasis exactly where it needs to be. But the audit, you know, looks back in time, and it looks back to a period before Stacey came on board. And so before Stacey came on board, this is what we can document. These are the kinds of problems that the agency had.
How surprised were you, you know, looking at the EBT card, you know, more than 1,164 cases where recipients were still receiving up to $2.39 million in benefits anywhere between 6 to 27 months after the person was reportedly deceased. Give me your thoughts on that finding when you saw that. Was that like a major red flag to you going, how is this happening?
Oh, sure it was. I mean, we took the data, or rather they gave us the data for who was receiving benefits at the end of April of 2012, and we simply matched that up with the death master list from the Social Security Administration and found a number of people who appeared to be dead. They had the Social Security number of someone who was recorded as being deceased, and in many cases, these folks were long deceased. And then there was a similar but different matchup we did. That was a heads of household. We looked at heads of households and found that they were that 1,164 of them were on the death master list for Social Security. Then we looked at dependents, so folks who were receiving benefits on behalf of someone else in their household who was eligible. And again, with that matchup, we found 178 dependents who were either dead or using a dead person's Social Security number. So those were surprising findings. Frankly, they weren't completely shocking because when the Department of Agriculture had done that assessment from the state, saying, you know, you really owe us back this money because you did not properly certify people as being eligible, they too pointed out that there were hundreds of persons who were whose Social Security information suggested that they really were dead or using a dead person's Social Security number. So it wasn't the first time that this kind of discrepancy, this kind of problem had been identified by the agency. The agency had been saying that they were fixing it, but obviously they hadn't fixed it by April of 2012 when we went in and did our match to produce that 1,164.
And we are speaking with State Auditor Suzanne Bump. And I have to ask you, there were a couple of other things that I guess you pointed out in your report, and that is some potential fraud patterns. What were a couple of those examples?
Well, sure. You know, we can, with the technology that is available, and that it's available because we use EBT cards. I just want to point out, some people think, well, we should go to a cashless system and then we wouldn't have this fraud. Well, as a matter of fact, because every food purchase, every EBT card use is able to be recorded and analyzed, we can detect problems, patterns that suggest misuse. And so, for instance, when someone on the first day that their benefits become available goes to a small convenience store and appears to spend all of the money that just was put in their account, then that suggests that there is fraud going on. Dollar, round dollar amounts. I mean, how often do you go to a store and spend $100 exactly?
Hardly ever.
Exactly. So when you find someone who's continuously doing that, you've got to question whether this is a proper use of benefits or whether it's being abused. It doesn't mean that it's being abused, but it means, doesn't guarantee you it's being abused, but it means that a person is engaging in activity that ought to be followed up on. Someone ought to see how it is that they are using their benefits. Likewise, when you have an EBT card, that is an electronic swiping mechanism. Sometimes, though, we were seeing that instead of someone swiping their card, their information was always being manually inputted by the merchant. And again, it can highlight cases where retailers are exchanging benefits for cash. So there are lots of different kinds of reports that they can download right from their own system to identify patterns that warrant further investigation. They hadn't been making use of those tools. Commissioner Monahan assures us that she will be doing so.
I have to ask, so when do you circle back around and kind of do a check over to see if things have improved? Do you have something that's locked into your system where maybe 2 years down the road that the auditor goes in and does another check of that particular system in that agency?
Well, there'll be two times when we look back. In 6 months, we will go back to the agency. We won't do an audit in that we will not be investigating ourselves what their data shows, but we will ask the agency for an update. Have they found our recommendations useful? Are they in the process of implementing them? If so, where are they in the process of implementing them? And so we do that in 6 months. We do that whenever there is a finding, an audit with significant findings. We go back and ask for a six-month update. We want to make sure they're making progress. We also want to make sure that our recommendations have been useful. And then in 3 years, which is our normal audit cycle, we will go back and we will do another audit of these aspects of the program, in addition to potentially something else that we think is worthy of our attention. This is the first time that the EBT card program had ever been audited. The agency has been audited before, but not the EBT card program. So this was a good time to check in with them, make sure that they're using all the resources they can. The EBT card contract is actually in the process of being rebid. Treasurer Grossman participates in the awarding of that contract. He has said publicly he wants to make sure that whoever gets the contract next can provide the state with every kind of possible technology tool so that we can get the most benefit out of the potential of the system.
Any surprise that our legislature is looking? You've had a number of different state senators and state representatives who have called for different approaches, whether it's to put a picture on the EBT card or more oversight or reform. Any surprise in hearing this since your report?
No, ideas have been percolating. The Senate President herself had suggested months ago that she wanted to look at this again. You'll recall that she was the architect of major welfare reform legislation some number of years ago, and she said that she thought that it was time that other aspects of the program be reviewed by the legislature. And so they are making will be making a set of policy decisions as to how the program should be run, the kind of oversight there should be of waiver processes so that folks can stay on, can continue to receive benefits longer than the statutory limits and the like. And so they are working on policy matters, whereas my focus is on operational matters.
Okay. Anything in closing on this particular matter, the report in regards to the Department of Transitional Assistance?
Sure. I would just emphasize this is a picture of the way the agency was during our audit period. We are confident that we identified appropriately problems that existed in the system. We really do applaud the efforts that Commissioner Monahan is making to establish fraud fighting as a priority in the department, and we look forward to continuing to work with them to make government work better.
Now, I have to ask, how is, I believe you do a regular column or something regular with the Patriot Ledger. How's that
yes.
going?
It's going well. We have done two of them so far. One was talking about red tape and the legitimate functions of red tape making sure that there were rules around programs. Our second one had to do with tax expenditures, so-called. So our attempts to review all of the different kinds of tax incentive and tax deduction and tax credit systems that the business community uses to try to make sure that there is a public benefit that corresponds with the private, the business benefit. We came up against a little roadblock because in order to determine how well agencies are administering these programs, we have to look at tax returns, and we're not able to look at tax returns, so we've asked the legislature for that authority. And actually, we have been invited, as has Commissioner Monahan, to do a column that perhaps will appear in this upcoming weekend edition of the Ledger, just specifically about this audit and the findings and the efforts of Commissioner Monahan to make improvements in the agency. And it's a terrific opportunity that the Ledger has given me on a monthly basis to explain either the work of my office or explain some other aspect of state government's operation from my perspective as state auditor.
Well, we thank you for your hard work and for putting forth such reports as to with the DTA and what was going on during that snapshot between that 2 year period. We welcome to have you come back on maybe in a month or two or three.
Oh, I'd love to.
Just to touch base with us as to any other reports that you're working on and what's new in the auditor's office.
Sure, I'd love to talk about the work of the office. I'm really proud of the contribution that we can make to aid the public's understanding of how their government works and to aid government agencies' understanding of how they can improve their accountability and transparency.
There she is, State Auditor Suzanne Bump, joining us. We are going to step aside. Thank you, Auditor, for joining us.
My great pleasure.
And we'll be back with more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.